Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, you know, Girl Scout cookie season, and I haven't had one of these seasons myself personally of helping my girls sell them for a couple of years. They don't have a troop anymore, but man, it's extra special in New York City this year because they have jumped through some hoops to make this possible for a troop of girls made up of girls who live in homeless shelters around the city.
Wow.
Now, this first of its kind troop was actually formed last year. The first one to serve homeless girls and women. And since they started, the troop's been trying to sell cookies to raise money to support the Girl Scouts and their efforts. But, well, not having a home base makes it really tough to store cookies, to deliver them, because, you know, most of them, their parents don't have vehicles. And, you know, of course, a lot of challenges beyond just the really tough challenges personally of everyday life. So the council got together and they all brainstormed and said, why not have people come to them? So the council set up a booth at Kellogg's New York City Cafe inside in a very touristy Union Square area. Mm-hmm. And their initial goal was to sell at least 6,000 boxes in honor of their troop's name. It's Troop 6,000. But they reached their goal Wednesday night, and now they're thinking that they might double that to 12,000 boxes by the end of the weekend.
You know,
because people are just, you know, going the extra mile to support them and give these girls the same experience as, you know, the rest of the girls in the city that are involved in Girl Scouts. And, well, and the cookies are just good, right?
Yeah, they're good cookies, yeah. I'm trying to...
What's your favorite?
Yes.
Mine's peanut butter patties.
That's
is that the
right
one that's chocolate that's covered?
Yeah, the chocolate covered peanut butter.
They used to be right called Dozy Doze. Yeah.
I think they did.
You know what I like?
The caramel.
Yeah, the caramel ones.
Is it caramel or caramel? Yeah. I don't
Are the Dozy Doze, maybe?
Yeah, that's the peanut butter one. I take the caramel ones.
Yeah, so
the thin months and the Dozy Doze. And I make a triple stack ice cream sandwich.
Why
I put
does
ice cream
not
in between
surprise
them,
me?
And then I put them together and I wrap them in saran wrap.
That
and put
is
them in
creative.
The freezer.
I like that.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Waking up was never so easy. It's still kind of hard.
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
$6.52.
I have papers flying.
That's all right.
And I'm all trying to get my act together this morning.
Well, she is with her act together, Radio Paparazzi.
Well, Khloe Kardashian had her baby, her first child, at a Cleveland area hospital yesterday morning, 4 a.m. To our knowledge, baby doesn't have a name yet. Mm-hmm. What a week for her. Now, the birth comes a few days after baby daddy Tristan Thompson was caught on camera in New York appearing to be cheating. Nevertheless, Thompson was reportedly in the delivery room for the birth of his daughter, as were Khloe's mom and sisters. Now, a source tells People that Khloe is so consumed with love following the birth of their daughter that she isn't even mad at Tristan right now. She's basically, the insider adds, that she's basically already forgiven him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
And they haven't named the baby yet?
I'd love to know who this insider is, because doesn't that sound, like, really unbelievable? That everything would be forgiven? I don't know.
I tell you what would be unbelievable, if they gave the child a normal name.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I think she's going with East West Kardashian. I'm not sure.
Well, meanwhile, Wendy Williams used Thursday's episode of her show to point out that Khloe started dating the NBA player in September of 2016 after he ditched his then-pregnant girlfriend, Jordan Craig, for her. So, you know, she was throwing shade at her, saying, you know, what did you think was going to happen? I don't know. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's feeling better but not great yet after going through open heart surgery last month.
Well, that's quite an ordeal.
Oh, it sure is. He posted a short video for fans yesterday thanking them for the cards, phone calls, emails, and texts from around the world. A 70-year-old Schwarzenegger has maintained a real sense of humor since his surgery about 2 weeks ago. In fact, his first words upon regaining consciousness were, do you guys remember?
Come with me if you want to live.
No, it was, I'm back, wasn't it?
That's right. I'm back.
It would have been.
There you go, Jack.
I need your
lab.
I need your scrubs. Your hat, your stethoscope. And help getting in my car.
Well, Heather Locklear has pleaded not guilty to attacking deputies who came to her home on a domestic violence call. The case was in court yesterday, and her lawyer entered the not guilty pleas. She was arrested in February after her brother called 911 when she and her boyfriend were fighting. Her pretrial hearing is scheduled for June. Hmm. Well, today, co-host Hoda Kotb reveals she still speaks to disgraced anchor Matt Lauer, even after he was fired for sexual misconduct. She says, you know what? We keep in touch with him. I mean, this is one of those complex situations. She told the media, I've known him since I started working at NBC. And when I was sick with breast cancer, he was the first to call. He helps and helped in ways that, well, he was just incredible that way. She says, there's that Matt, and then there's the Matt that the accusers speak of. And those accusers' voices matter as well. That story matters. So sounds like a pretty complicated situation for her, and I'm sure for many at NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this weekend at the box office, Rampage stars one of your favorites, Jack.
Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock. Now, you give him the respect he deserves. It's The Rock.
The Rock, and the guy who plays
Negan, right?
On The Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Now, notice how he doesn't know his name.
I don't know his name.
It's Jeffrey something.
I don't either.
It's three names. I know it's three names. I do know that.
Well, The Rock is a primatologist in this one who shares an unshakable bond with a rare, incredibly intelligent gorilla named George that he rescued from poachers. When a rogue genetic experiment goes wrong, George and other animals turn into these huge, raging creatures. And they have to stop these predators from destroying North America.
What's his name?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, truth or dare, the harmless game among friends turns deadly.
Uh-oh.
When someone or something begins to punish those who tell a lie or refuse the dare. Beirut is the story of a CIA operative who must send a former U.S. diplomat to negotiate for the life of a friend he left behind in the crosshairs of a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
Borg versus McEnroe stars Shia LaBeouf as young American tennis star John McEnroe and follows him and rival Bjorn Borg in the days leading up to their history-making match at Wimbledon.
Going to be a lot of screaming in that movie, I think.
Yeah. McEnroe is known for his...
Just rage, right?
Yeah, it was
just
rage.
Just like the voice's opinion a lot, that's all.
Fault? Are you kidding me? It was never like that.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
Oh, no. I can remember that even as a kid, watching him go nuts. Well, based on a true story, The Rider is the story of a once-rising star of the rodeo circuit warned that his competition days are over after a tragic riding accident.
Okay.
All righty, and the birthday game today.
Yeah.
Tough day.
Oh, good.
We may have to do some repeats, but let's start off with a softball here. Al Green.
How is that a softball? We know who he is, but...
Right, you know who he is.
That is a softball.
It is.
Come on,
hey,
let's get together
just
here.
Just knowing who they are.
Let's get together here, Jack, and get one, huh?
69.
74.
72.
72, okay.
Mm. Aaron Lewis.
Okay.
40.
Man, that's good.
That is good, isn't it? How do you know? We don't know the answer.
43.
46.
Okay.
And Ron Perlman.
Remember, he was on when Facebook Live first came out. He was on there just kind of being goofy.
Yes, he was. I'm going to say 65.
67.
He's 68.
Ah.
All right. It's
Friday the 13th.
And it's Friday the 13th.
How about that?
Yeah.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right. It's a good one. Siri, why can't I remember my passwords?
Your passwords are hard to remember because you have about 50 of them that you have used over the past few years and you will never remember which ones go to what thing. Also, then out of the blue, some site will tell you that you have to change a password to something new and more secure. In fact, most of the time you have to change a password, it is so secure that you will never be able to remember it again. Sounds like a good plan to me. Keeping track of passwords is exhausting.
It is. That's why I always have Steve remember mine. You should have seen us. We were at the phone store.
I remembered that.
And this guy's asking me all these questions. Steve, what is my password? He knew all the answers.
Little married couple they are.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri. Monday morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
This is Sunny 101.5 here at 7:43.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Well, are we going to continue this week with useless?
Yes. This is something I think I would think about using. I am a big fan. This is hilarious. Now, ready? I don't do lunch meats because it's so high in sodium.
Yes.
And I have to watch the sodium because of my blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Something you didn't need to know about me, but there you go.
Okay.
So I never do lunch meat. So, like, we go up to the lake house for the 4th of July festivities and things like that. Everyone, let's just do lunch meat sandwiches on the pontoon boat and just go to the sandbar and have a few drinks, and we don't have to come back in then.
But you don't do lunch meat.
So what do I do?
What do you do?
I am a six-year-old at heart. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay.
I love them. So whether you're a peanut butter and jelly guy or not, just a sandwich guy, you cut the crusts off your sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and kids love that.
Right. Now, this is, again, your grandkids come over, you can cut the crusts off them, put them in the oven, crisp them up, and you have unique dipsticks for snacks.
How about that?
You can
that?
Dip it in ranch. You can dip it in hot sauce. Dip it in beer. Whatever it be, you can. Oven dippers. You're welcome.
Oven dippers. Well, how about?
And your kids
that?
Are happy then
and
because
the
they got the crust off.
And that's what's important. All right. Very good.
You know, my life hack is one that, I mean, you know, other people probably know about it and the ease of it, but oh my gosh, I just used this yesterday. So I hung a new, it's almost like a window frame on the wall, decorative up on my ledge on a wall near the ledge between two levels of my house. And you know, when you're putting things up like that, it's always, I think, stressful to use nails and it's so permanent because once you put it in there, if it doesn't work in that exact location, you know, you're patching and painting.
You gotta paint it all right.
So I used something that worked out so well, these 3M command strips that are Velcro.
Have you
ever literally hung a picture or a frame or something with Velcro? I thought it was the coolest thing. Worked great.
There you go.
And so then you don't have that permanent hole in the wall and you could, you know, maybe move it if you needed to.
I guess you wouldn't be surprised. If you took down half the pictures of my house, you'd see that there'd be at least three holes.
Well, exactly.
Missed
as you
it.
Try
Let's
to get
try
it just
again.
Right.
Missed
exactly.
It.
That's why I think this product is such a life hack. Very cool.
Yeah, very good. Well, mine has to do with aromas and smells. You want to make your clothes smell better? Well,
no.
You don't? You like them? You just like them? Okay. Well, if you want to make them smell extra fresh, put a bar of unopened soap in your clothing drawers.
Oh, okay.
And it'll make them smell extra fresh. That's why my clothes smell like
Irish Spring.
Yeah. Yes,
you
that's
can always
right.
tell.
My Irish Spring.
Oh, you do that too, right? And in fact, when we go places, you're going to get soap. You don't ask for bar soap. Irish Spring. Why are you doing that?
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
101.5. This is Sunny 101.5, 7:56. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
You know, earlier this week, we had the Cubs home opener where the fourth grader was there with his principal with the sign saying, I'm playing hooky. And there was his principal there, right? All right. So I'm going to continue now with another baseball thing. The White Sox had that one game, was it Monday, where they had 900 people? Yeah. Everyone had their own hot dog guy and beer guy. It was
well,
amazing.
Sure they did.
This is a continuation of that, not with the White Sox, but with the Marlins.
Okay.
All right. Wednesday night, Major League Baseball's Miami Marlins drew just over 6,100 fans. It's not the 900, but the weather's probably a lot better down there. And that was to their ballpark to witness the loss against the New York Mets. Now, adding insult to the injury, the Marlins' AA minor league affiliate, Double A now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now this name, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Their name is the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. It's the real name of the team, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. They outdrew them that night. A Double A outdrew them with just over 6,900 spectators for their home opener. Uh-huh. Now, in fact, ESPN reports that over the course of their entire three-game series with the Mets, the Marlins only attracted just over 19,000 fans.
Oh, boy. That's
which would be a subpar, not good for a single game.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
That explains why beers are $30 a piece.
Yeah, well, they have to make money somewhere.
Right.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
Okay. And if you can identify today's Chick Flick, boy, you're gonna end up winning some nice stuff. We have a couple of things for you. First of all, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Clairvoyant.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to mess it up.
You did know that.
I did know that.
The Clairvoyance at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and a $25 gift card to McAdoo's Family Restaurant, which, by the way, they are a restaurant of the week. We'll be talking about them in just a little bit. And if you're ready to do this, I think we'll get the music started here. Oh, food's here, but we
digress.
Sidelined.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Some things never change. All right.
Oh boy.
Do you have the sound effects ready, Jack?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I am prepared.
All right, setting the scene. The husband brings home a new pet. Jack and Steve, action.
Hey, Marge. Isn't it great being married to someone who's recklessly impulsive?
Actually, it's aged me horribly.
Then say hello to the newest Simpson.
Homer! I believe what happened in church was a warning about precisely this. Please, get rid of that pig.
Ooh, you're gonna love him. Look, he does an impression of you. Woohoo! You nailed her. He also does me. Woohoo! You smiled. Is that I'm off the hook or is it says I'm the hook? So,
no.
Ooh.
I mean, hey.
All right, 236-1015.
We just stay live and follow.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
It's John.
John, do you know the name of the movie?
Is it Simpsons movie?
Who?
The Simpsons movie.
Yes. Way to go. All right, very good. You are a winner. You get a pair of tickets to the Clairvoyance at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and a $25 gift card to McAdoo's Family Restaurant. Good job.
Thank you.
And speaking of McAdoo's Family Restaurant, at about 8:30 this morning, you'll have an opportunity to cash in on some half-price gift certificates. while they last at restaurantoftheweek.com. Look at that. Steve's in the hallway.
Steve left the job to dig in here. He's in the hallway. He's already loading his plate. He's like, you guys have this.
Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Must finish all.
Start your workday with the most music. It's the 9 a.m. All Music Hour, only on Sunny 101.5.
Be sure to join us Monday for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show, and we'll get you started off right. We're going to try and warm things up because I hear that the high is going to be like 33 on Monday. So, well.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, but hey, enjoy your weekend. We'll be here on Monday.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.